Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
First off, congratulations on the 50th birthday for the Frisco Chamber. And I think a lot of people who have moved to the area recently just kind of, you know, you assume that Frisco has always been a pretty good sized city. What was Frisco like in 1970 when the chamber first started? Can you describe it for us?
Well, I can do the best that I can going back to 97, 23 years ago when I got here. Even at that time, it was only 16,000 people. Backing it up a little bit more, 1987, when we had our first city manager, we were only 5,000 people. So to move it back even 17 years from 1987 to 1970, we were probably somewhere around 2,000 people in basically a wide spot on State Highway 289, Preston Road, and very little going on. I think the people who started the chamber back then, all volunteers for the first 15 years of existence, were just looking to get something started, and having visited with some of them last Friday, they had no idea what was going to be happening 50 years later on where Frisco would be.
How has the role of the Frisco Chamber changed and evolved to become what it is today compared to 50 years ago?
Well, it's interesting you say that because we rolled out a new tagline on Friday, which is basically connect, grow, lead, and give back. And when I'm thinking back to the chamber back then, the community was different, the business community was very different, and I think for the first 30 years or so of the chamber's existence, it was just about connecting people together and being a connector, having networking, maybe some business after hours. Starting in 2000 when the mall opened, then it was our role really decided to start growing. We needed to grow in our responsibilities and our role in the community as the business changed. And then recently, it's become a place where the chamber actually is leading efforts to make things happen, change things, advocate on behalf of business. And interestingly enough, we're in the process of creating our foundation, which then has the chamber giving back over the years in the future. So we have sort of followed that tagline that we put in of connect, grow, lead, and give back. And I think as the needs of the community have changed and will continue to change, we will continue to change and morph as well.
And as quickly as Frisco has grown in recent years, is there room and more potential for even more growth?
If we're doing our job, and when we say we, the chamber, all of the community partners, we absolutely had better have more room for growth. I think as we're bringing in Fortune 500 companies on Friday's event, the point was made that the Cowboys won their first playoff game in 1970. 50 years later, the Cowboys are headquartered here. Can we necessarily see what that's going to look like? Not completely, but we know that we've got a lot more employment coming, a lot more Fortune 500 companies. We've got some problems to address and to work on, such as workforce development, transportation systems, not just roads, but whatever transportation might look like in the next 30 to 50 years. So there's a lot of areas there that we need to work on. And we've got, virtually a quarter of the city to the north that's raw land right now. And so we need to work on developing all of that and then also focus in on redeveloping according to what the needs of the business community are in the years to come.
What would you say is the biggest advantage you have as you promote the city of Frisco?
It sounds cliche, but I think it really does come down to that secret sauce that we pride ourselves on, we as a community. It is about partnerships. It's the partnerships between the public sectors, including the chamber, even though we are a standalone organization. But it's also partnerships, public and private. Look what we've done with the Cowboys, with Hunt Sports, Keurig, Dr. Pepper, PGA. I think it sounds simple, but if everything was simple, everybody would be doing it. I think that's really that secret sauce that we need to continue to remind ourselves about, not take for granted, and continue to work on and thrive on to teach the generations of tomorrow the secrets of yesterday.
And have you had folks, whether it's other communities in the area or out of state, come to you and say, how can we do it like Frisco does?
Absolutely, we have, and we've taken a cue from that to also go study other communities. So we've had numerous communities come and visit us, whether it's the chamber operations, the economic development, city, school district, educational. But we also started the process 2 years ago of going and visiting other fast-growth communities with potentially similar problems, Nashville last year, Scottsdale the year before, and we'll be doing that going forward, what we call our leadership exchange, not only looking at problems, but also focusing on those partnerships, building those relationships between the people that go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.